Welcome to the Thomas and Valerie Show, where family matters. We're a husband and wife team where
hot topics and family matters collide.
Education and psychology merge.
Where the relationship with your husband, wife, and kids takes center stage.
Create the marriage of your dreams. Become the parent you've always wanted to be.
Alter your family tree with us.
The Thomas and Valerie Show on NPR.
Today's show is underwritten by the Class X Salon and Day Spa on East Midland Street in Bay City. For more information on the services provided by the Class X Salon and Day Spa, call 893-9200 or visit classxspa.com.
Well, Valerie, we really have a hot topic to discuss today. One that's going to probably take you way outside that little kindergarten bubble that you live in so regularly.
I like my kindergarten bubble.
And you're good there, too. You're good in kindergarten. You're good in that little kindergarten bubble. But we're going to take you on a different adventure, a different journey for today.
Where are you taking me?
Understanding transgender. And I really think it's important that we do the understanding transgender because some people are just so uncomfortable and they almost condemn that which they don't understand. And that's why I want to have it be understanding transgender and talk about that so we as parents know what really is going on out there in the world of sexuality.
Okay. Now you, as the sexual therapist, the certified sexual therapist, you have a lot of understanding.
People are really
this.
Uncomfortable when you say sexual therapist. I usually go under the certified sexologist.
Okay.
Like I've studied sexuality and through the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. That's ASECT. That's the major leading board regulatory agency for sex therapists like myself or sexologists.
Apologies. The alphabet that follows your name can get confusing for others.
All right, yes, it can. Okay. All right, but let's get into understanding transgender. So the first thing that I say to parents that we need to understand is that we generally live in this binary version of what is sex. So there's sex is usually male and female the way most people think about it, and there's the sex really in essence refers to the biology or the physical attributes that somebody has. That's the sex chromosomes, the sex hormones. We're talking about the gonads and the testes, the external genitals, the things that we can see and identify and say, okay, oh, they're a boy, oh, they're a girl. That tends to be how we identify that male, female. That isn't gender. Gender
That's
is
not gender. Right. I thought I had this figured out.
Okay, well, here we go. Okay. The gender, on the other hand, is much more complicated because there is not two. There's not male and female. There's how you identify with yourself is how it feels to you on the inside. This is who I feel I am. And you can feel who you are, and you can feel who you are being either male or female or neither or both. And so there's that piece of it too. Now we begin to identify in four different ways. But what if I identify with feeling one way, but that physical representation is opposite to how I feel? That becomes the transgendered piece. So I have the external, the sex of being male, but I feel and I identify on the inside with being female. Do you see how
I'm watching your hand gestures and I'm seeing how you're...
Which really goes well with radio.
Yes, it does.
There's this one over here.
And it's a puzzle, and how does it fit together? Okay.
So there's the gender identity. Okay.
Okay.
We got
the feeling.
Yes, there's the anatomical sex. That's the the reproductive stuff. You got that XXYY stuff. XY.
Yes, that's male, female.
Right.
Got it.
Okay, you got that. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I won't get into that. That's something completely different. When we get XXY and XY, that makes it even more complicated. But let's just stick with you got XX and XY.
You got that.
Okay.
Yes.
So now let's get on to identity. Okay, that's that innermost concept of self, feeling male, female, neither or both, right? And that's how we perceive ourselves to be. One's gender is oftentimes, you identify with that as early as 18 months to 3 years, somewhere in there. So people don't think that it takes place like that, but it does. You begin to identify, you get to a sense of feel, and sometimes that it matches your biological sex.
Okay.
And sometimes it doesn't match your biological sex.
All right.
Okay. And that's where it gets then, where we talk about that trance feeling. I'm not identifying with the match. It's not matching for me. It doesn't fit. And so when that you have to check out that form, are you a boy or a girl? Are you male or female? And your outward representation says male, but inwardly it that doesn't fit. There's a conflict in me. I'm struggling with that because it doesn't feel right. You're just looking at me blankly there. Did I lose you?
You are losing me, because now this is outward representation with inward feeling.
Right.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I'm with you. Okay. I'm not lost.
Oh, okay, you did get it. All right. So then there's there's gender expression, and that refers to the ways in which people externally communicate their gender. They identify to others through their behaviors, through their clothing, their haircut, their voice, and other forms of presentation. So that's your gender expression.
The expression. So outwardly showing, so perhaps a girl with a very short, spiky haircut would be
how she's expressing at that point. But is she expressing then the he inside that he's identifying with?
Okay. Whoa.
Okay. Now let's switch it the other way. If it's externally the sex male, a boy,
yes.
But he's expressing himself with wearing girls' clothing, having long hair that he likes to braid in a ponytail. So you'd look and he has male parts, but female expressing himself.
Yes.
That's gender expression.
Okay. And we've seen this.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Oh, and then there's gender role. And that's this is the set of roles, activities, expectations, behaviors that oftentimes that's what society kind of assigns to females and assigns to males.
All right.
So that the society, our culture recognizes the two basic gender roles, you know, of masculine and feminine, but they really have a hard time identifying or understanding the neither or the both. Or how can you identify one way, but you're physically representing the other? And that's where they say, well, something's wrong with you. And what we're really finding out, there isn't something that's psychologically wrong in any way with these people. It just doesn't match up.
It's just not fitting. Okay,
right.
I'm getting this. So it's almost as if being trapped in the wrong body?
Yes.
Oh!
There you go. You got it.
Okay.
All right. And we're stretching your bubble. We're not bursting it, are we?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just stretching
just
your bubble.
Stretch.
Just you're identifying in the wrong body. And so the real key here is then is parents have to move really slowly through this process. You can't force somebody to be one way or another. I really encourage that you go from here. This is just basic information, but you need to go from here. If you're sensing there's something going on here, then you need to contact a professional from ASECT to help you walk through this, because you have to take your time and have to go slow. You really want some good information to start. There is an excellent DVD on transgender, and it is the best way to find it is at their website, transthemovie.com, TRANSTHEMOVIE, transthemovie.com. Get that DVD. You got to watch it. It's incredible.
Okay, good information. Thank you. If you would like to listen to any previous shows, you can visit us on our website, thethomasandvalerieshow.com.